Cheers, everyone. Welcome to the Texas Toast Podcast. It's family day because we're going to be visiting with, as we call him, producer Kyle. Kyle is a very talented musician, got new music out, had an EP previously to that. So we're going to get to know Kyle on his music side just a little bit better because you got some good stuff coming up.
Let's go.
You dropped Backseat Driver, a new one coming out, Who's Keeping Score on the 15th. So let's talk about you songwriting and finding time to do all that in between all the other hats that you wear.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of ties into why I'm doing all of this now. You know, as you know, and I guess we'll probably get into it some more, but I've had a long career performing and writing music, but I kind of took a break when I went to go work for Brie. You know, coming out of the pandemic, the music industry started kind of rolling again. And I had actually gone and recorded this record before all that, but wanted to wait until the right time to put everything out. So, you know, the last year has kind of allowed me the time to put the, you know, pieces in place and plan everything correctly. And now is the time and everything's starting to come together. And it's been really cool so far.
Yeah, it is. And I know like last year or so you did the crowdfunding and you really got some good support through the crowdfunding.
Yeah. And thank you, by the way, for participating and helping raise some money there. That was actually 3 years ago now, though, which is crazy to think about. Like we
already
had, that was the first year of the podcast. That was 2021. And that's a whole crazy story. Basically, I mean, to keep it short, I applied for a thing I saw. There's like an Instagram ad or something. And it's like, are you a country artist looking to make music or something? You know, like a generic little silly ad. And I applied thinking if I got selected, it would be like some sort of a artist development sort of thing. Kind of like, oh, you know, you were picked. We're going to like record some music for you. And long story short, it was not that. It was basically this company that had developed a plan for crowdfunding. And I could have decided not to do it, I guess, but then I wouldn't have had been able to make this record. So I chose to go through with it and was kind of seemingly forced to crowdfund a record when I didn't ever plan to do that or didn't want to do that. I hate asking people for help, you know, as much as I've learned now that it's necessary and is, mm-hmm. isn't a bad thing. But anyways, did that, raised over 12 grand, which was crazy. And recorded these songs and, then 2 years later, here we are putting them out.
Well, let's go back and talk about, because you've been a musician, like you sang when you were young. I know the story about you and Clay Melton riding around on your bicycle in your neighborhood, performing in the backyard. I love those stories, but let's talk about how long when you picked up the bug for music.
Yeah, I mean, it started way before the Clay Melton days even. I was very, very young when I remember like riding around with my dad in his whatever car he was driving at the time, listening to you know, 90s rock or, you know, Green Day and things like that, like alternative stuff. And then same thing with my mom, listening to country music. You know, she listened to country radio, grew up on KALT and 93Q and, can't remember what the stations were in Dallas, but you know, I remember being like 3 or 4 years old, loving music and really digesting like kind of what was happening and, started playing. I think they had me playing piano when I was like 6 and I just hated it. Couldn't stand the teacher, couldn't stand learning it. So that was very short lived. And then I actually took a short stint of guitar lessons around the same time and same story. Just didn't have the focus or attention for it. Didn't like my teacher. And then kind of did the sports thing or tried the sports thing and that didn't work either. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to go back to music and try it again. And then from that point, it's just stuck.
Yeah. And well, how many instruments do you play?
Play well or just play? I mean, you know,
talk about your go-tos and then what you also are familiar with.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So my main instrument's guitar and vocals. And that's what I am doing now and have done for the most part, but I started on drums. That was my first instrument. And like you said, I played drums with Clay for a while and played drums in some other bands in, you know, middle school, high school, like young, early days. But so I'd say I'm pretty good at drums. I haven't touched a drum set in years, but I got pretty decent and then switched to guitar just because I wanted to write songs. I was writing down words and I told somebody the other day, but I remember like my first few songs when I was in my angsty teen days, like just like playing one chord, not knowing what I was doing, but just saying like, you're jealous, like just being like a hateful little shithead. Yeah. But I wanted an outlet to write songs and couldn't do that with drums. So that's when the guitar came back in. And I think probably because of those early like little foundational lessons, it really just clicked easily. And I'm definitely no, like, I don't consider myself a guitar player because I just know the meat and potatoes just enough to have a band play with me and make it sound awesome and get the story across. But yeah, I mean, guitar, drums are the main two. I play recently. I've been messing with harmonica a little bit. But you know, I could play a lot of things. Play bass, uke, a little bit of piano. That's probably as far as I'd take it.
Well, I think you're doing pretty good. Well, speaking of playing, and we're going to get back to the singles that you have out and the new one coming out, but I want to talk about, you are booking up some shows. I saw your schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying. It's, you know, like I said, it's all brand new. This, I put out that EP in 2022, which we recorded. It was just like a home recording thing. And that was just because I wanted to do something. But then I was touring with Bree for 2 years and didn't ever really even tell anybody that stuff was out. So it's cool that everybody's now finding those songs. But yeah, it feels like it's just getting started. Like January 19th, when Backseat Drivers dropped, that's like, okay, like I exist. Hey, I'm here. You know, I'm not just the tour manager. I'm not just the podcast producer. But I'm trying to do this. So yeah, I've been trying to kind of pull on some friends like Jarrett Ray Reddick, who we talk about every podcast, essentially. I've got a show with him coming up, and you know, that's kind of the approach. There's a few shows here and there that are like the kind of 3-hour cover gigs that we hear a lot of the artists talk about in the early days, and it's all a part of it. But yeah, just trying to fill up the schedule. You know, we've got our third birthday show coming up this weekend, actually, which is going to be really fun. I think that one probably maybe even be a little emotional for both of us just because of the work we've put into this thing. And I've got a lot of family and friends coming out, so that one's going to be a lot of fun.
No, it is going to be a lot of fun. Yes, it'll probably be a little emotional. I mean, and I get emotional and get excited for you with your music because you're just such a genuine person. And when Kyle said earlier about not wanting to ask for help, like that is so spot on, Kyle. So I'm excited to see you on the stage and getting to perform. That's going to be an exciting moment for everybody.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I've got my friend Mitch, who is the drummer in my band. He's going to come and play a little percussion. So that'll make it kind of a little more exciting than just the regular acoustic show. And it'll be cool getting to kind of swap with those other artists who we both love and respect from the show, Charlie and Paige. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lindstar Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlindstarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
So I'm just going to ask you this question. So like, as we dig into our podcast and we're interviewing artists and we really, you know, dig deep with their backgrounds and their theories of music and their strategy, are there anything like, is there certain artists that have been on the podcast that maybe you've picked up some things or like, oh, light bulb went off with that?
Wow. That's a great question. I was not prepared for this one. I mean, I'm sure there have been, you know, I'm always listening to podcasts, always trying to learn stuff. My girlfriend, Caitlin, makes fun of me all the time because I listen to so many music industry podcasts. And there's also two podcasts that I listen to routinely that are like podcasts about podcasting. And she, I don't know, that's, yes, I can understand from the outside looking in how absurd that might seem, but I'm always trying to learn. And another hat, we don't have to get into it a ton if you don't want to, but another hat that I do is kind of the same thing I'm doing for myself, but for Clay Melton. And that's my main job. And for the sake of learning how to do things for him, it's always just learning, you know, always testing new things, always trying, you know, different methods that you hear artists talk about, whether it's on Texas Toast or, you know, somebody that's on a different genre. I'm just always trying new things.
That's a good thing. That's why you keep progressing. And that's why you keep adding hats, because you're also a videographer. You've done the tour manager thing and you're like the primo tour manager. Like Kyle has this stuff down to an art from what everybody tells me. Like, yeah, you do a great job with everything you do.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I try my best. You know, like I said, it's always evolving. The tour manager thing, I think I kind of was blessed coming into it. I know a lot of people, I'm thinking of people where they just start playing music at like a teenage age and then have to hit the road because they get so popular really quickly. And they just like hit up their friend who can come help. And then those people have to learn how the job works. But I've been touring and playing shows with my own band since I was 15. Like, you know, I remember telling my mom, hey, we're going to go play a show in Victoria on Friday. And she's like, you don't even have a car. How are you going to do that? So, you know, I've been having to figure it out for my own stuff for so long that mm-hmm. I just kind of mm-hmm. knew what it took going into the TM thing. So I think I guess I had an advantage per se, but I also just love it. It makes, you know, it feels like being in the band. It feels like you're an important part of the team. And it's, you know, it's just so satisfying whenever everything comes together nicely and a show is executed very just smoothly. That's kind of what my goal is when I'm TMing.
Well, I want to talk about, I know we did talk about Backseat Driver on the podcast mm-hmm. and kind of your background with creation of this song, the songwriting, and your video was so good. And let's talk about what everyone can expect from Who's Keeping Score. Kind of give them a sneak peek into that because it's a great song. I love it.
Yeah, thank you. That one's a lot heavier. It's not as much of like a happy love song. It's kind of like a sad, like drinking your pain away kind of song. It's a little more country, I'd say, than Backseat Driver, although it's still kind of alternative influenced. I did a podcast with some people the other day and they were like, oh, you consider yourself a country artist? And I was like, I think so. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, that kind of tells you what to expect. And, you know, the Red Dirt thing, like we talk about all the time, is so vast. It's more of like a family, more of like a community than it is a sound. But yeah, I mean, that song to me is kind of like the story of like trying to wash away those feelings of like regret or, you know, shame maybe for decisions that you've made that you aren't proud of. But it's also trying to like maybe swallow them or swallow your own pride in order to get back to what you really want with that person. So it's a mix of those two things. And to me, it's a very heavy song, but it's a lot of fun. There's some really cool guitar parts in there and stuff. And you said something about the drums, and big shout to Zach Grindle for knocking that out of the park.
I just kept listening to it and I kept hearing some of the stuff going on with the drums. Cause you know, like if I had another go round, I think I'd be a drummer. You know how I feel about that. I'm always banging on something, but yeah, I just picked up on that. And it's just all around so good. Okay. So you've got these two, and let's talk about, also, we had your producer on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Tim, he's the best. And like I said, the way that I found him was very unconventional and I was not looking for him in particular. But I got linked up with him through that crowdfunding thing. And I'm so glad that I did, because that whole process was great. He really, really took my vision and kind of like just amplified everything. They, you know, we went in the studio, we recorded the drums in Houston at Edgewater Studios. And then we went up to Drew Herrickel's place, and Drew plays keys for Cody Jinx. We went to his place out by Fort Worth and recorded everything else and spent like 3 or 4 days just like really having fun and kind of experimenting and pushing the boundaries of everything. And it just came together so awesome. Dylan Welsh, who plays in the Lowdown Drifters, was also there and kind of helped, you know, lay down a bunch of bass and guitar. And it was just fun. It, like, you know, it was four dudes just hanging out in a cool studio, just messing around, kind of finding like the most exciting things these songs could kind of showcase. And I think we did it.
You did. So how many, I mean, what's your plans for future drops for singles?
Yeah. So I'm doing I'm like trying the whole annual campaign thing. I'm releasing a song every 8 weeks on the dot. So this one's coming out this Friday. And then I've got another song called Lovin' Tonight coming out, I think May 5th or May 3rd. And then, so after Who's Keeping Score, I still have four more songs coming out this year. And it's going to be a ride, to say the least. I've kind of planned the releases based on the seasons and like the moods of the year and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So yeah, expect something different with every release, I guess is what I can say.
Well, that's exciting. Give us something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to
discuss? I mean, I don't know. Not really. I was going to say thanks to our friend Shelton. You know, he's one of my oldest friends and he's the man, and I'll sing his praises until the day I die. But thanks to him and Ryan Korn at Release Rocket, they're really helping me get this content on on lock for these releases. They did the Backseat Driver video and filmed some other promotional stuff for me beforehand. And we did a photo shoot and a lot of promo videos for this Who's Keeping Score single that's coming out now. And we're going to film the music video for it next week. So they're killing it. If you guys need some content in the scene, they're based in Houston. So hit them up. They're great. I think it's releaserockandmedia.com.
That's cool stuff. Well, everybody look up Kyle Garrett. That's his music cat. Big hat, big stuff coming for Kyle Garrett. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is awkward because I normally am sitting here taking notes the whole time, getting ready to go, but I'm going to have to like actually edit this podcast down.
Hopefully it'll be pretty easy. Well, good stuff.
Thanks for having me, as if you had a choice.
Okay, now that is awkward. That right there is awkward.
Oh, man.
I'm really glad we get to do this and I'm super proud of you. And it's just like, you know, I look back to 3 years ago when we first started this and we just went into it, just blinders on and straightforward ahead. And it just seems like, you know, our Texas country family wrapped their arms around us and embraced us. And now you're out there doing music. And I just think it's just a wonderful story.
Yep. And we're up for podcast of the year for the second year in a row. So hopefully we bring it home this year.
Yes. And then you're nominated for videographer of the year. See, you do so many things. You do so many things good.
But the goal is to let everyone know that I'm a musician, I think. I mean, not that I don't prioritize the other stuff, but I just want everybody to know that I'm doing this too. And this means
it's
the
big,
most to me.
It's big. Yes. Yeah. That's where your heart is. That's your passion. Yeah. That's where your heart is. And that's big stuff. So please support Kyle Garrett in his music. Please. And you can find it everywhere. Streaming is all that good stuff.
Yep. Everything's just Kyle Garrett, Spotify, Apple Music. You can go to kylegarrettmusic.com and find show tickets or tour date links and music videos and all kinds of cool stuff. So thank you so much.
That's it. Good job. Cheers, Kyle.
Appreciate you. Cheers.